Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. A butcher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
Time to start the show. Morning show, hour two on this Friday. Got your host, James, joined by Aaliyah.
Hello.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Final morning show of the week, but we'll be back at this next week, and more on that a little bit later. We'll get into our schedule. Some good stories of the day. Some great events going on in our area. Very busy weekend.
It's an extremely busy weekend, yes.
A lot going on there. We'll get into a little bit of science news a little bit later. We've also got, what's something you just don't get the appeal of? What's just, you know, what's something you just don't quite understand?
All right.
Soda. I don't get why people love soda. You know, whatever it might be, that we'll get into that a little bit later. And we, of course, want audience participation along with that and along with the whole hour here. Call up and join the conversation if you like, whatever we're talking about, everybody. 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away with the Civic Media app. Let's dive right into entertainment, where we say goodbye to a guitar legend. Kiss legend Ace Frehley passed away yesterday. He was 74 years old.
Yeah.
He was hospitalized with a brain bleed after suffering a fall a few weeks ago.
That's rough.
So his family had to take him off life support. Yeah. He is going to be very missed. Ace was the lead guitarist and spaceman of the band Kiss from its inception in 73 to his departure in 82, then again back in the 90s for an episode of MTV Unplugged. And then, of course, the big reunion tour where I and a lot of us got to see them when they came to Madison, the Kohl Center, back in the 96-97 tour, I believe. He also made two albums in the 80s, Frehley's Comet, his own band Frehley's Comet, of course, and released some solo stuff as well. Later last year, he released 10,000 Volts, an album there.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss songs he wrote, Cold Gin, Parasite, Talk to Me, Shook Me. I don't know if he wrote Beth, but I believe he's the one that sings Beth.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the one that sings Beth. I'm almost positive of that. I apologize to the Kiss Army. Although Ace was often at odds with Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, like all of them were, like every band in human history, they both released statements about his passing, both Paul and Gene. They said, quote, "We are devastated by the passing of Ace Frehley. He was an essential and irreplaceable rock soldier during some of the most formative foundational chapters of the band's history. He is and always will be a part of Kiss's legacy. Our thoughts are with those that loved him, including our fans around the world." Gene also added a personal statement saying he's sad Ace won't be there when Kiss gets a Kennedy Center honor in December. And on Facebook, original Kiss drummer Peter Criss said he and his wife were among family and friends who were with Ace at the end.
Aww.
So that, I mean, it's nice. I don't know, in these moments, I think we all, I don't know, we all try to take, you know, silver linings here.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And that he wasn't alone, that he was around.
That's
not
right.
Only friends
That's
and family,
right.
but somebody like Peter Criss was there with him. That's beautiful.
That's really nice. Yeah.
And if you are a Kiss fan, as you can imagine, the Kiss Army is out in full drove.
Yeah.
It's when we're talking about iconic bands, when you lose the first member of an iconic band, because he's the first one to go of the four, it hits different.
Mm-hmm.
Just
I
hits
think
a
so.
Little different.
I think so. It really does.
Yeah.
I just think about this time of year, too, how many people have dressed up
as Kiss,
as a member of Kiss, you know, and they're because everyone had their favorite guy, you know, either their favorite member or makeup.
Yeah,
they just like that one makeup, and so they would go as Ace or Peter Criss or whatever like that. Yeah, absolutely.
I have a really funny Kiss story, but it would take a very long time to tell, so I'm not going to take up the air with it. But I did see them in concert in 2018, and listening to them sing "I Was Made for Loving You" live was like one of the coolest concert moments of my life. And I'm just here to further perplex Seth with my music tastes.
Yeah, she's very confusing.
Yeah.
Odd
very,
person.
Very odd. I've ceased trying to figure it out.
No, don't.
Just
don't.
I've given up.
I got to see them in that 96-97 tour and everything, and I was blown away by every one of those individuals. They were all incredible showmen. Each one of them were their own, like, MC, their own leading man. Mm-hmm. They all could do their own thing. And had great. They all had a moment where they were all doing solos. Peter Criss is going crazy on the drums. I think that they moved around a little bit. you, of course, had the demon with Gene Simmons and the blood and all that and the tongue. Paul Stanley, I don't know if he did this at your show, but was like on a zip thing or something.
Zip line?
Zip line, where he was literally going out into the crowd and coming back. Oh, wow. It was amazing.
And he might have been a little too old by the time you saw him do that.
Yeah, I saw him in 2018. He was, okay. They were in their 70s then.
He might have gotten given 60s. That part up, yeah.
Yeah.
When Ace came out, I'm like, okay, what's he going to do? Because I think he had the last solo of all of them. I'm not 100% on that. But he starts wailing on the guitar, one of the better soloists there is. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute, is this guitar on fire? And it looks like, oh, there's smoke coming out of it. Okay, that's a cool little prop. No, wait a minute, it's literally on fire while he's playing it. Like, just incredible showman, incredible show.
Yeah. Yeah.
You cannot tell the history of rock and roll without Kiss.
No.
That's a heck of a band.
We have them to either...
Or really controversial disco.
Yeah. Yes, very, very.
Everyone did disco, even the Stones.
I think Kiss was maybe the most controversial one.
Yeah.
Of all the... You're 100% right. Everybody touched in disco. Yes, everybody tried to make some money off it. But I don't think anybody to this day gets as much heat for it as Kiss does.
They got it bad.
I'm actually going to have to give it to the Stones on that one. You should see the outfits they're wearing when they're doing... Yeah. Oh, my God.
I can only imagine.
Oh, but at least Kiss had the smarts to keep their own stuff on.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to take a second to talk about, I think on my list, he is the third or fourth on my favorite action stars of all time. He's probably third or fourth on my list. Chuck Spadina. Chuck Spadina has had a career. He's been around since we were kids, going from comedy to action to a number of other different... Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Did I say Chuck?
Yeah.
I meant to say Keanu Reeves.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I meant to say Keanu Reeves. So confused.
I mix them up all the time. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that I do this. It's actually Keanu's fault because that was the name that Keanu Reeves was going to go by, Chuck Spadina.
No.
Chuck Spadina?
No.
Yeah. Oh. So when Keanu arrives in L.A. at 20 years old, his management wanted him to change his name. No, you are never going to get a career with the name Keanu Reeves. You're not going to get any work. We need to change your name. This is something he and many of us actors have gone through, including my most recent agent is the first I've had... Seven agents? I think seven or eight. Wendy is the first out of all of them to not suggest to me to change my name.
Wow.
She's the first one out of all of them to not ask me to change mail off to Smith or something else or anything else like that. Just literally anything other than mail off. And so this is something that happens almost every actor that walks in there. Even if your name is John Smith, they're going to ask you to change your name. They're going to do it. It's just something that happens.
Yep.
And I don't even think half of these agents, I think they just do it because that's what the agents did before them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We've always done it this way. Yeah.
Well, now I just want an agent to see what they would suggest to me because I've already got a weird name.
Yeah,
always have, whether it was my maiden or my married name. So, yeah.
So he gets to L.A. They ask him to change his name, and here's what he had to say. Quote, my middle name is Charles, so I was like, Chuck? I grew up on a street called Spadina, therefore Chuck Spadina.
Oh,
that seemed good. Then it was something, then it was Templeton. It was Chuck Templeton.
That's awful.
Then he became Casey Reeves for a little while.
Oh.
He was Casey Reeves for a little bit.
KC as in the initials KC.
Yeah.
Then, quote, and then I couldn't do it. So then I would be in auditions, and then they would go Casey Reeves, and I wouldn't even answer. So he didn't recognize, he didn't catch it and everything.
He was not used to it.
So 6 months later, I was like, I'm not doing this. That's a Hollywood moment where he's like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to either make or break it on this name.
Yeah.
Keanu shared his thoughts on the New Heights podcast when he was asked if he had a welcome to Hollywood moment. And this was his welcome to Hollywood moment. The only time he was credited Casey Reeves was in a made-for-TV film, The Magical World of Disney, called Young Again in 1986.
Oh. Mm. Everyone's going to be looking that one up.
I did, and it's awesome.
I can relate to the not answering to the name, though, because when I entered high school, I had, my name is Aaliyah, and it's not a very it wasn't in the 90s a very commonly known name. And when I went to high school, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go by Allie. And so all through high school, everyone called me Allie. And then in college, I went back to Aaliyah. And so when I would be around my high school friends, they'd be like, Allie, Allie, Allie. And I'd just be like, are you talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
You talking to me? My name's Aaliyah.
I don't see anybody else around here. You must be talking to me.
No, it's the other five Aaliyahs in your class, right? Yeah, that's
right. I was always the only one. Now it's a more common name. But
right.
No, Everyone always asks me, how did you get that name? Well, my parents gave it to me many moons ago.
Nice.
How does anyone get their name initially? They don't say, they give a name, hey, you know, that doesn't work very well.
It was the doctor's suggestion.
Yes.
Exactly. My parents hadn't thought
nothing
of it.
Have you met my son Pancreas? Yes. Because doctors name their kids.
Yes.
My dad was a doctor. Parts. I can say. Yeah, there you go. If he would have named me Pancreas, we would have had some fights.
Growing up, I pushed back on my name even from the first word I said. My mom is yelling, Jim, and I'm in the middle of the hallway, and I just start going, what? So my first word was what? I would not answer to Jim when I was really young, and this would drive my family crazy to the point where that's all they'd call me is Jim or Jimmy. So, that's
one of those ones. Now that I know you, I can't, like... I could never. That can't even like exit my mouth. Like you're just James.
You know, if you need another name to call him, just go by Knight Rider. He does answer to that. So
turning.
You can call me. You can call me Nighthawk.
Nice. As a sign of the times, this year's Lifetime holiday lineup includes a movie called A Pickleball Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
There are 12 new Christmas movies in total, premiering every weekend from November 29th to December 20th. Some familiar faces you'd recognize include Brandy, Vivica A. Fox, Jackie Henry, Ariel Keble, some names that are going to be in these movies.
Yep.
The Lifetime Movie Network is also premiering a new movie called Do You Fear What I Fear? About a Secret Santa stalker.
Oh, dear.
What?
That's very Lifetime-y, though. I have to give them credit for that one. Yeah, that's
gracious.
They have those kind of weird shows there every now and then.
I can't prove this, but you know, things you just know are true. I believe with every bit that I am that at Lifetime and at Hallmark, there is a room of writers, and they come up with, okay, I got one. Do You Fear What I Fear? And they create a movie around the title.
Oh, yeah.
They just come up with these titles. Hey, everybody, I got it. I know we've been trying to come up with a new one. How about A Pickleball Christmas?
Oh,
that's fantastic. Go. We'll start casting it right now. Well, we don't have a plot yet.
We don't have a script. Yeah.
I don't care.
Doesn't care. Go cast it.
I got the get the graphicing. We got to get graphic images. I don't know. I to be very, very fair about this. I love entertainment. I love all entertainment. The most B movie there's ever been to the most biggest budget movie there's ever been. If you enjoy it, more power to you. That's why we have so many movies and TV shows, because we all like different things.
Right. Right.
Don't let anybody tell you, oh, you shouldn't watch these, or shame you on anything. Like what you like.
No, never.
But I believe this with every fiber in my being, that these movies are created just out of like, they're obviously marketing movies. They're obviously, hey, what's big right now? Pickleball. So we'll make a pickleball movie. What's big right now? People love horror. So we're going to make a Christmas horror movie. You know, that's, and again, this is what Hollywood has always done. Mm-hmm. This is just marketing.
It's pure exploitation. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I came up with the tagline for this movie. What is it? A Pickleball Christmas?
Yes.
Where love is a big deal.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to come up with others, but that's the only one that came to the surface right now.
That is almost late night. I'm sorry. That was a little too much
for Hallmark.
I was trying to be romantic.
Maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm... Sorry. Sorry if it got spicy. Pickle.
That's right. This show has been missing spice. This show has been missing that. That's a part of what we brought you in for. Since we don't have a plot, I want to create one.
Oh, let's please.
And we'll see how right we get. We'll see how pickleball close
Christmas.
We get.
Can we pitch it to the community theater?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. We're doing this next year's
Pickleball Christmas
show.
Too.
Yeah.
Electric Boogaloo.
Son of pickleballs.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo is better. So we got to do like rom-commy. We got to think rom-commy.
Oh, for sure.
With this one and everything. You've got,
but we need a sports aspect in it too, though.
Mm-hmm. No,
so
just
let's
pickles.
Think. It's not, you do understand pickleball's not actually deal with pickles.
Pickles. That's what's even greater about this conversation.
Now I want the writers that came up with this. They have never played pickleball. They have no idea.
No idea what it is.
It's just basically like people on a pickle farm. and like the whole movie revolves around
They've got a mitt and they're just throwing a pickle.
All right, guys, we're going to meet this weekend. We're going to have a lot of coffee. We're going to write this.
We're going to write this script. We're going to get this down.
Well, we've already spent more time and effort than the writers. first, Will, actually, on this one. Sure. I think we have.
Pretty sure you're right about that. What's new on your small screen? What's new on your big screen and your local theater stage? Taking a look at that right now. Tonight at 7 o'clock on ABC, Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. I got a couple of people on that one. And let's see, Fire County comes out. Sheriff County comes out. So this has got a bunch of counties coming
out. Just counties? Fire counties, Sheriff County.
That's the new one. I thought this was a thing. You know, all these networks, to a point Seth made a long time ago, IP is everything. So mm-hmm. you got the Dick Wolf Law and Order universe, mm-hmm. also on NBC, the Chicago universe, where there's Chicago this, Chicago that.
NCIS, all those things.
CBS has the NCIS stuff, and they're creating it now with the county thing. Fire County, Sheriff County, doing that.
Sheriff County. That doesn't even make sense.
Nor do I find that like an intriguing title. Like,
no.
I have zero desire to watch any of that.
Yeah, nobody's trying anymore. Nobody's trying anymore.
It's like if you named your show Western Justice. I mean, it's...
nice.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
CBS tonight, the series premiere of Boston Blue, a spinoff of Blue Blood starring Donnie Wahlberg.
Jeez.
Again, these franchises, that's all they're doing.
They just keep going.
Also, you've got going on tonight on HBO, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Billions co-creator Andrew Ross and Mark Cuban guest star on Real Time with Bill Maher. So that's an interesting list.
That's a lineup.
My Morning Jacket is celebrated for the 11th and 11th Hall of Fame honors of Austin City Limits. My Morning Jacket going to be on there. That's pretty good.
Very cool.
Sabrina Carpenter is pulling double duty on SNL this weekend. She will be the host and music guest.
Okay.
Very cool.
Sunday Night Football, Niners versus Falcons. That should be really good. Should be a decent game. You've got the series premiere of The Road, a new music competition with Keith Urban and Blake Shelton. But none of that matters because this weekend at 7 o'clock, The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror.
Oh, gosh. Yay.
36.
I was going to say, which one is it?
36.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, it's one of my favorite.
Wow.
I actually pitched that to my husband recently. I'm like, you know what? I haven't watched every season of The Simpsons, but I do like their Halloween ones. And so we've decided we're going to sit and just binge every Halloween episode of The Simpsons ever.
There you go.
That's on our bucket list.
There is no bad one, but my favorite one to this day, and they did this, I think, first season, second season, is Homer doing a reading, an actual reading of The Raven.
Oh, nice.
And it's actually very, very well done.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was the first one they did. I think that's the first one.
It's still my favorite. It's still like they've done billions of
quote
great
the Raven,
ones,
but eat my shorts.
So good. So darn good. Looking at what's new on your big screen, again, you're not going to have any big releases probably until closer to Thanksgiving. Maybe you're going to see some horror movies like the Black Phone 2, where they basically just give away they ruin the first movie in the trailer. I've never seen the first one, but the second one, they're telling you right away, like the lead character, Ethan Hawke's character in the first one, he's dead. Like, they tell you that in the trailer for it. So I'm like, why would I ever watch the first one?
Yeah, spoiled for you, you know?
It's really weird. I don't know.
Why would they do that in the trailer, though?
It looks like a real money grab. I'm sorry. Yeah, it really does. But if you like the first one, maybe check it out.
Sure.
A movie that's getting some really, really great reviews, Good Fortune, rated R. Keanu Reeves plays a well-meaning but inept guardian angel. Aziz Ansari, Seth Rogen are also in this. Kiki Palmer, Sandra Oh. Mm-hmm. Looks like a bit of a darker comedy. It looks pretty good.
It looks really good.
And
interesting casting in that one. Wow. Yeah.
It's a very Keanu kind of just like more laid back, not as intense as we've seen him in John Wick and some of these more other recent performances and everything. Looks pretty good.
I actually saw a interview with Aziz Ansari where he said when he wrote the script and his agent was like, hey, what if we had Keanu Reeves come play this character? And Aziz was like, can we get Keanu? And then they got Keanu, and he was just like thrilled. And Keanu, like, absolute, or Chuck Spadina, really, really, really loved that suggestion.
Knows the name. That's awesome. That's good. Awesome. You retain that. My goodness.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and talk a little bit of local theater and some other fun things going on in our area here on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I'm going to take you right to our news, sports, and entertainment break. Take care of our partners in a minute. Got all that coming up. A little bit later today during the Rapid Support, I'm going to get to hang out and talk some theater with our friends from the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. Woo! They got Legally Blonde coming up October 24th through 26th. Be sure to make plans to get on over there and check that over at the Century Theater in Stevens Point, 1800 North Point Drive. Keep in mind you can get tickets and find out more more at CWAC.org. CWAC.org. Get on over there. Buy local, support local, support the arts, everybody.
Cool.
And Seth, I wanted to touch on this too because they had their opening night last night, I believe.
They did. This is Variety Productions out in Amherst, and they're putting on a show with Rumors by Neil Simon. And yes, they had their opening night last night down there at the Janssen Community Center. Sold out show, and sounds like from the inside reports that I got, It went fabulous. Everything went very, very good. So they don't have a show tonight, but they do have two tomorrow. They have one at 2 and one at 7. And I do believe they still have tickets available for both shows. So if you're interested in going, you can text 715-340-8078. That's 340-8078. Or you can email vpjgtix, that's T-I-X, at gmail.com. And that's how you can get those tickets. Or you can get them at the door as well.
Yeah, I'll be at the 7 o'clock on Saturday.
I'm going to be at the matinee, actually. Awesome. So, all right.
Right on. Break a leg to everybody in all their shows going on this weekend. I got some of our favorite locals in that show right there. Be sure to check that out, everybody.
Yes.
And I want to remind everyone that our new WFHR newsletter, we have a new episode, our new edition that'll premiere this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Be listening or looking for it in your email box.
Yep.
If you haven't already signed up, get to WFHR.com, sign on up for that newsletter. And while you're there, why not mosey on over to the recipe submissions and submit a recipe for our cookbook?
Yes, please do.
We are celebrating 85 years around here next month, and to do that, one of our ways of doing that is kind of a love letter to our community. Yep. We're putting together a cookbook where we want your recipes.
It's something that WFHR has done many, many times over the years, and it's always been a fantastic community get-together, if you will, and be a part of it, everyone. It's a great way to do it. You can go to the website, WFHR.com, and click the banner. There's a nice, easy submission form there. You can bring it in here at 1690 2nd Avenue South. You can call up. You can email us at info@WFHR.com. Lots of different ways to do it. And we will, however you get it to us, we will put it in there. And like James has mentioned, you get a free copy if your recipe is included.
We are looking forward to that. In recent weeks, I found out what the cover is going to be. You are going to love it. I happened to tell my mom last night, and I have not heard her like scream laugh in so long, where it was just this like, it was so great. It was so good to hear. I was also a little disappointed. But she loves it. You're going to love it. Be sure to sign up and get that recipe to us, everybody, and sign up for the newsletter at WFHR.com. Big thank you to everybody who has already signed up. Mm-hmm. And of course, keep in mind, we got other great stuff coming up for you, everyone. We're going to get into some other good things going on in our area. Got some other great local events we want to touch on. All of that coming up after our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break right here at Morning Show on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Just a handful of Rapids werewolves here. Werewolves of Rapids.
Werewolves of Rapids.
We hope you're having a good one out there. And a couple of things I wanted to touch on before we wrap up the week. First off, I thought this was kind of interesting as we take a look at popular science right now. And I encourage you to go to popularscience.com if you're interested in doing a deep dive on how corn mazes are made.
Ooh, okay. Interesting.
I did this about 1 in the morning last night. I thought it was really interesting. It's just it used to be simple, just cut a path. That's what farmers would do, but nowadays they're using GPS. And there's even new tech that tells tractors where to not plant seeds. And all this, like they've, it's gotten incredibly more in depth.
Wow,
and
very sophisticated,
and everything. Especially as it's become much more of a moneymaker for a lot of our ag industry and a lot of our farmers out there. They've gone all out on this, and the tech that I think one of the most interesting interesting topics, if you have not been paying attention or you don't know much about ag industry or what our farmers are doing or anything, is the way that industry has adapted to technology. And really embraced it, and really it's made the industry so much stronger, the information so much better. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And in bird news, a study found that a solar eclipse can reset a bird's biological clock.
What?
As the sun comes back out, they think it's morning. So it just throws them completely off.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So we are not alone in being like a little like, hey, doesn't the moon just seem to affect things? Like some of that. Like,
that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's quite interesting. Again, you can go to papascience.com.
That's really cool.
Find out more about those. Wow. Do a deep dive going down a rabbit hole or a, I guess, a bird hole.
Bird path.
I don't know.
Bird flight pattern.
And now it's time for everybody to play along. It is audience participation time. Pull out your morning show at home version. That is a Civic Media app. You can call or text us through that or call up 715-424-2600. We all know that there have been things like this. If not one or two things, many things for you where they're very popular or everyone seems to like this one thing and you're like, You know what? It's not a feeling you can put a name to. It's not a word. Mm-hmm. It's just a, I don't know about that. I don't know.
Like pickleball,
maybe, or corduroy pants, or something along these lines.
Okay.
There are things that pretty much everyone would acknowledge are awesome. Tacos, naps.
Yeah.
Did you say maps or naps?
Naps.
Oh, okay.
Maps are pretty cool.
I know.
Maps are cool.
Really cool
though, yeah, actually, yeah. I'm with you there.
Coffee. There are some, they're pretty universal, but then there are the ones that are not as universal. People online are listing the things that they, quote, just don't get the appeal of at all.
All right.
We'll give you some examples, and then we'll get the ball rolling here a little bit, maybe get your mind going into what you might think of some, because off the top of your head, there might not be any ideas, might not think of anything, but I guarantee everybody's got at least a couple.
Okay.
Social places where the music is too loud to talk to anyone.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. Being mean just to try to be cool.
I do like that.
Wait a minute.
You think that's good?
No, I think that's a good thing.
I just liked your response. I like the way you said it. I like
that was pretty good. Yeah. Wow.
I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah.
Look at her in a whole new view now.
Sports betting.
That's a great. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. I don't get it.
I am like your average sports fan. I'm insane. And when I'm watching my team, my insanity is never higher.
Sure.
I cannot imagine a way to make sports more unenjoyable.
Or stressful.
Than putting money on it.
Yeah, yeah. Really. Like, seriously.
I care way too much, and I don't even have any money involved
right?
in it.
Right.
I throw $2 in the mix, and I'm losing my mind. Like, I cannot imagine a way to make sports worse.
I shall
worse.
Never financially recover these $2.
The only way I could figure out to, you know, is if you're doing it, like, as a job.
Mm-hmm.
If you approach it in that, like, fun, because first of all, how is it fun? Seriously. But if you're, like, doing it like you're a professional gambler, if there is such a thing anymore, you know, then you'd be, you know, okay. But man, otherwise.
I'd just be too stressed.
Too much.
I don't get it. Also, this is one I've been honest about on the air, too. Strip clubs. I don't get it.
Yes, those are very weird. When you think about it, it's very strange.
I have been incredibly alone in my life, plenty of times. And the last place I want to go is the one place I can't go if I don't want to be alone anymore.
Yeah, right, seriously.
Doesn't make any sense.
No.
I'm starving, so you know what I'm going to do? And I'm starving and I'm broke. So what I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm just going to go to the grocery store and just
walk around and look.
Right? Just walk around and look at things. Yeah, that doesn't make any darn sense to me. I don't get it. People blowing money on random stuff. But that's one of those ones that's really easy to judge until you look at your, you know,
exactly
your Amazon purchases list.
Right, yeah,
yes.
Why and it depends.
And depends on how much it is too. If it's like, you know, just little trinkets here and there, that's who cares? You know, it's not a big deal. But if you're going out like buying, like, this random impulse purchase, I bought an RV. Whoa, well now then, yeah, whoa,
yeah.
Hold
yeah.
on,
yeah.
Man, reel it in a little bit.
Might be a bit much.
Yeah,
but let me loosen a museum gift shop. I'm going to blow all sorts of money there.
You and my youngest, he gets attached to things very quickly in the museum gift shop. Yes.
It's hard not to. Taylor Swift. Quote, to this one, they have a good quote, I think. Quote, no hate at all. I just don't get the hype. Her music doesn't do anything for me. It seems bland and repetitive. That said, she's a great performer and businesswoman.
Okay, I'm not a huge... I'm a Taylor Swift appreciator. I'm not like a mega fan.
Sure.
I will argue with that statement, though, because as someone who is an avid karaokeist and I'm a passably good singer, her music is hard to sing. She does some very interesting things with her voice that is not replicable by normal people like myself.
Right, and that's I think part of her what she does is that she makes it sound easy.
She does. She does it,
yes, but if, like you said, you try to do it yourself, it's like, whoa, I didn't realize.
There's a song that my husband's been wanting me to learn for karaoke, and he's just, are you ready to sing it yet? No, maybe 10 years from now I'll be able to do it, but I can't.
I feel almost word for word what that person is saying. I don't, you know, get it. I don't understand the music, but I get that she's, you know, people get her and everything I was saying before about entertainment. Yeah. If you like it, you like it. Who cares what anybody else thinks?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be hard to explain. Like, it would be talking to someone like in 1964 who doesn't understand the Beatles, right? They'd be like, it just sounds like them shouting over loud guitars. You know, I don't understand what the thing is. Why are everyone going crazy?
Why do they all have the same haircut.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And it's so long. Get a haircut.
Get a haircut, hippies. Reality TV.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't get that one.
It depends.
So, like, they also put on here competitive reality TV shows.
I love those.
I think there is a big difference between reality TV, The Real Housewives of Albuquerque, and, you know, The Chair or The Voice or whatever those shows are and stuff. I think there's
those
a difference
more like game shows to me.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't.
Game shows are kind of like reality shows, sort of.
Kind
of. Yeah.
I don't take in either one. I'm not a fan of either one. In fact, reality TV is killing my industry and killing it for actors and making it so much tougher and everything. All that said, people like what they like. Keep putting it on. Yeah. You know, it's not about me. It's not my TV. It's everybody.
All the competitive cooking shows, I can't get enough.
Right next on here is competitive eating competitions.
Oh, my God. Well, that's different. Yeah, like, I am like all the Master Chef, like anything Gordon Ramsay has ever done, I will watch it. That, though, competitive eating?
That's weird.
I don't understand
that's
it.
Weird.
I don't understand it.
I'm fascinated by the fact that, like, a man can sit there or a woman can sit there and, like, eat 900 hot dogs in 14 minutes, but
I can't stand in a commercial when I got to see somebody chewing into a messy burger or something like that. I darn sure don't want to watch as a, quote, sport, somebody, like, dipping hot dogs in water and then eating them. Where's the joy in this?
I don't know.
I don't, that is way out of
it. Yeah, that's very weird.
Don't get it. Don't get it. Trendy water bottles. That, like, I think I like the Kohler or like some of the big ones that have come out lately and stuff.
Get a trusty. All you need is one trust. Doesn't matter.
For fear of sounding like an old woman, I feel like younger generations are very much into water bottles. Like, every time I go to the store with my kids, can I get a new water bottle? I'm like, we have 9,000 at home. Why do you need it? I can't find it. It's probably in the pile of 9,000.
It's
just pick one. Any of them. Just pick one.
I will say, a little similar to the whole Harry Potter craze. For everything about that, it got all I could think about, mainly from my mother saying this, kids are reading. Kids are reading, you know, she was thankful for that, whether they were good books or not or anything else. She was so thankful the kids were reading. And because most of the kids, she worked at Book World at the time, and most of the kids or parents would come, they'd pick up Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. They'd also pick up another book, though, maybe a classic or something like that. I think a very similar thing with the water bottle thing. Are kids drinking the water out of it? I mean, as long as they're drinking a lot, if it's getting them to drink more water,
that's a good point. You know, it is.
To my kids' credit, they do drink a lot of water.
Well, so that's good.
I can't complain too much.
Just a couple.
Just you don't need another bottle.
Yeah. Couple more on the list here. And we, of course, will keep this going if anybody has any they'd like to suggest out there. Summer.
What?
Quote, why are people so obsessed with a season where all you do is sweat and smell?
Oh, well, I believe. Person. I don't know what your own habits are about summer, but.
I can't prove this, but I believe that Terry suggested that one. I believe that was Terry Johnson.
I have the perfect comeback for that, by the way.
Bring it.
The human race was not created in the Arctic Circle.
It was
by the equator. Okay?
Okay.
There's a reason.
All right.
Fair point.
There is a reason.
Right there. People intensely watching someone else play a video game. That people just don't understand this.
Oh, my gosh.
Why would you do that? Why would you want to play?
My husband.
That is like all they watch. is other people playing video games.
I used to make fun of this. Not, I didn't hate it. I didn't rip on it, but I would make jokes about it and everything until I realized, oh yeah, that's what I do with every sports team I love and adore and every major sport. I'm just
Playing the sport. You're just watching other guys do it.
I ain't going out there and playing catch. I'm sitting there watching people catch. You know,
it's very similar. And well, even James, if you go back to think about the original arcades.
Yeah,
you had a good player. Everyone would crowd around and watch them. Yeah. You know,
the first home, like a lot of us out there, at least I can't imagine that many people were able to afford two controllers. So you were in most households.
Take turns, right?
When you had your first early Nintendos and everything, you only had the one controller.
Exactly.
You had to sit there and watch your younger sister or brother play the game.
Until, they got eaten by Bowser and then it was your turn.
Just let me do it, Jill. I know how to do it. You've killed every one of our guys. Another one on here, leaving the house.
What? that's good, this list was written by a
tongue-in-cheek hermit.
And pumpkin spice wraps everything up.
Well, that makes sense.
It's
harmless.
It's one of those ones where people are either really into it or they're like, I don't understand why people are really into it, but it's a fun list. That was a fun
pumpkins
one.
Pumpkins are delicious.
I do love pumpkins. I just hold the spice. Can I get a pumpkin spice? Hold the spice.
Sort of pumpkin. Can anyone get a pumpkin in this town?
I love the idea the person just goes and back and literally hands me a pumpkin with a cup on. You know, just like,
here you go.
Make your own.
You wanted a pumpkin.
We'll take a time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show for the week. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Aaliyah, Seth, and James hanging out with you on this Friday. Wrapping up the morning show for the week, but we'll be back at it next week. Be listening for that. Be sure to join us for Serious Comedy to start your day. Thank you so much to all of our guests, everybody who's been with us this week. Of course, all of our special guests that we've had coming on the air and talking with us. It's been a lot of fun, been a fun week. Got a couple of things we want to get into before we wrap up this show. Our Rapids report today, as I mentioned earlier, going to be a great one. Be sure to join us this afternoon at WFHR.com, where you can catch all the Rapids Report episodes streaming right there for you. Today, we're going to talk to our friends at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater, Legally Blonde, the musical.
Yeah, very cool.
Nice. Looking forward to talking to them. And in part two, we're heading to Port Edwards, talk about the Port Edwards School District with our good friend James Benna. James of Port Edwards, a representative over there. And we're going to have April with us as well.
Very cool.
A little bit about some of the things happening over there at Hewer Elementary.
Very cool.
Shout out to Crockett Septic sponsoring that hour for those shows for us. We really appreciate them doing that. Another reminder that we're looking for all your nonprofits' Halloween events. Let us know about them so we can talk about them and share them with our community.
Yes.
We'll have Halloween times for our areas as well next week. Pam's been doing a great job tracking all that stuff
down. Yes, she
has. If you have other information you'd like to get to us or those nonprofit Halloween activities, you can email us info@WFHR.com or call up the front desk 715-424-1300. Great sports weekend on the dial here and on our sister station 105.5 WIRI. Playmakers will be over there today from 4 to 5. Join Seth and I for talking sports with you. You can call in, join the conversation. Shout out to Quality Plus Printing giving us that hour to play with.
All right.
And we will be your tailgate for River Kings Hockey over there at 105.5 WIRI.
Yes.
7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow night, the puck drops for your Kings. Follow them as they build hockey up and down the river. It's time for the boys of winter, everybody. You can get your tickets and find out more at riverkingshockey.com. Encourage you to do that. Cannot wait to talk to Coach Paul next week about these games.
Yes, it's great, man. And we do really encourage everyone to go to the games because there is like nothing like going to a live hockey game.
Nothing.
We've got them on the air for you, but man, it's go to the Southwood County Rec Center.
Yeah, boxing's a lot of fun, but there is easily, to me, no sport better to watch live than hockey.
Right.
Even as a baseball fan, it's got to be number two at least.
And more hockey going on this weekend right here at 97.5 FM WFHR, the home of Wisconsin Badgers. Wisconsin men's hockey hosting Minnesota State today and tomorrow. 6:30 puck drop for those games. On Saturday, it'll be a 12:30 game because we got the Wisconsin Badgers hosting Ohio State. That game for you right here on WFHR. 12:30 Badger football team taking on the Buckeyes.
All right.
Got a couple of other events going on in our area we wanted to touch on. We'll start with you, Seth, and get to this great event going on. One of the more popular haunted houses in our area.
They've only done it like a couple of years, and it's like already one of the must-do things. So the ODC is presenting their annual haunted house. This year it is called Dreadmore Keep, and also the Dreadmore Cove for the Kids. So they actually have a normal scary haunted house for people who have the nerves to do that. But they also have a kids area as well. And that is happening tonight and tomorrow. It goes from 6 to 9:30. This is all-inclusive, wheelchair-accessible community event. It is free and open to the public. So Dreadmore Cove is the kid-friendly experience, and then Dreadmore Keep is the classic horror, scary experience. This is fun for the whole family. There's going to be food trucks at the event. This is all happening at the ODC of Wisconsin Rapids, 1191 Huntington Avenue. And I will tell you this. Get there early, because I think the line is going to start very early. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get in, this is very popular. Just going to throw that out there. And make sure you get in line as soon as you can, because it's going to be going around the block.
That's going to be great.
Yep.
And one more time, would you remind everybody about Rumors?
So? That's right. That's tomorrow. Two opportunities to see Neil Simon's Rumors in Amherst at the Jensen Community Center, 487 North Main Street in Amherst. They have a show at 2, then they have a show at 7 o'clock, and that's going to wrap up the whole thing. Tickets are $15. You can text Morgan, 715-340-8078, 340-8078, or you can email vpjgtix@gmail.com.
Aaliyah, we had a couple of other events going on Halloween-wise we wanted to tell everybody about.
Yeah, Saturday, October 18th, the Auburndale School Forest Pumpkin Glow is happening from 5 to 9. It is in support of their 2025 FFA Toys for Tots campaign. Mm. Lots of arts and crafts, food trucks, a display of over 400 carved pumpkins.
That is cool.
Location is at the Auburndale School Forest. That's 10704 Park Avenue, Auburndale, Wisconsin.
Very cool.
And then also on the 18th, but also on the 25th as well, is Historic Point Bass presenting Spirit Walk. Enjoy an evening of haunted history, storytelling, and guided lantern lit tours. Learn from individual citizens of Point Bass as they emerge from the darkness to tell you about themselves and our version of haunted history. So again, that's going to be on Saturday, October 18th and Saturday, October 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. 364 Wakely Road, just off of Highway Z in Nacoosa. Tickets are $5 for adults and $3 for students.
Find out more at historicpointboss.com. Help support the work that they're doing over there, everybody.
Nothing more atmospheric than a lantern for Halloween.
Yeah.
That's the light of a lantern. It's perfect.
Science by the River happening this weekend, a celebration of science. She blinded me with science. Nature and community along the beautiful Wisconsin River. This is going on tomorrow from 10 to 1 along that riverfront trail from Lions Park to Ben Hansen Park. Free outdoor event, family friendly. Join Science by the River, a one-day outdoor event featuring over 15 interactive discovery stations. If you go to their Facebook page, you'll see a map laying it all out for you. Mm-hmm. So if you want to take in all of them, that's great. But if you just want to visit a couple in particular, you'll know right where they are and can bop around and do that. We encourage you to support this great event. A big shout out to all the community members that are at these stations and running it. I love this event. Check it out, everybody.
Yes.
And a shout out to UW Extension and so many of the great
stuff they do. Yeah.
Working on that one. Cash in Hand, the Johnny Cash tribute coming up to the Pittsville School Auditorium on Sunday, October 19th at 7 o'clock. Be sure to check this one out, attend if you can, and know that while you're not only taking in the Man in Black's great tribute music, you're also helping out the Pittsville area and the work they're doing over there.
Yeah.
And a quick reminder that we are looking for all hands on deck. We're looking for volunteers for Day of Caring, the United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties big event coming up Saturday, October 25th. Whether you are solo or you want to put a team together, we are looking for more volunteers for this one. We're doing good on volunteers, but we could use more. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have you join us for this great event. It's such a community event. Go to uwswac.org to find out more and sign up today. Thank you to everybody who has already signed up.
Got my team. We got my team.
Right on.
Yeah,
right on.
We're ready to go.
Another reminder, programming-wise, great stuff going on this weekend. Of course, be sure to join us on Saturdays, the Sunshine Polka Variety Show with our good friend Tim at 7 a.m. 8 a.m., Terry Talks Nutrition featuring Terry Lemron, brought to us by our friends at Family Natural Foods. Mm-hmm. Join us for those. And our Sunday night lineup is strong. We got a great one for you. Director's Playoffs from 5 to 6. Join us for Seth's and I's show. From 6 to 8, join Seth for Seth Faces the Music.
Mm-hmm.
Going to have a good one lined up for you this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Check it out.
Unlabeled labeled from 8 to 9, your 90s mixtape, and right after that, from 9 to 10, Burn Before Listening, mm-hmm. your early aughts mixtape.
That's right.
That Laura puts together mm-hmm. and does a great job with. Be sure to support these shows, everybody, and all you businesses out there, not a better way to advertise than be a part of these things. Sponsor any one of these shows, and boom, you're going to get mentioned a billion times a day.
Yes, you will.
Guarantee it.
100%.
A 3-year-old in Michigan used his mom's phone to save her life. She had a seizure and collapsed this month, Ooh. So he used her iPhone to FaceTime a friend and get help. He even knew to put it close to his mom's face to unlock it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's amazing. My goodness.
There is a lot of low-hanging fruit talking about, you know, the negatives of technology and those things. I don't think we have enough of those stories.
No, that one's a good one.
And in case you missed it, an 80-year-old grandma from New Jersey became the oldest person to finish the Ironman World Championship in Hawaii.
Oh, my gosh.
My new favorite human being.
Nice.
It's a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, and a full marathon. 80-year-old Natalie Grabau finished it in 16 hours and 45 minutes. The cutoff is 17 hours.
Wow.
So she finished in just the right time.
Wow.
Get this. She didn't learn how to swim until she was 59.
Make it up for lost time.
That is a amazing superhero.
Great
right
story.
Great story and great show today, you two.
You too.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.